This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. One of the most positive, upbeat statements in the Bible is Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I call this an impact statement. It's easy to remember and ready to be applied on any day. But always remember, when you come across such an impact statement, don't ignore the context. What's this psalm about? It begins, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Everyone is encouraged to do this, but the psalmist has a special reason to do so. God responded to his cry, intervened in his circumstances, and brought about a turnaround victory. Verses 22 and 23 declare, "The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes." What's this referring to? A cross-reference helps us to understand. In Acts 2, verses 10 through 12, Peter declares, "It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. He is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." God ordained the day of Christ's crucifixion as the basis for our forgiveness. The day of his resurrection is the day of our salvation, and the moment of our salvation is a time for rejoicing. When someone experiences this personally, any day and every day is important for us to live for God with joy and gladness.